West Tennessee Rail Lines almost back. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I expect by the end of the month I'll be able to service all of our customers. It'll still be slow, but I'm hopeful that we'll be able to resume service with everybody by then.
That's Bruce Hohorse, the president of the West Tennessee Railroad. That's a short line system that runs about 180 miles in the West Tennessee area. And now, just over 2 weeks after the historic flooding, Hohorse says they are close to resuming traffic on the rail after repairs to about 3.5 miles that were damaged by the flood.
We have seen this kind of damage before, but not to the extent, not covering so much area. We were completely shut down. We have, in addition to our own crews, hired in several, some local, some were reaching out as far as Texas to bring in people with some rail-specific type of equipment.
Now, Bruce Hohorse says besides one major bridge that washed out on the West Tennessee Railroad short line, the biggest problem has been replacing some 30,000 tons of stone that was washed away from the bed of the tracks. But crews have been working overtime since the floods to get the tracks back open. Currently, they are back online from Jackson South to Corinth, Mississippi, and they hope to open up soon the tracks from Jackson North to Fulton, Kentucky.
I'm apologetic to my customers that it's taking a little longer than we, I'm sure that they would want. So when we realized that we had lost a bridge, we thought that that would be a big impediment. But the folks that we hired to put that thing back in have done a tremendous job getting that going. Just about complete.
About a third of the business on the West Tennessee Railroad goes towards hauling grain and fertilizer. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.